The North Bay Battalion rode the fan support to a huge 7-3 victory in Game 5 over the Barry Colts Saturday evening. The troops now lead the best of 7 series 3-2 heading into Game 6 on Monday from Barry. Big win, but it's only the third one here and there's a lot of work still to be done, explained head coach Ryan Olayan. I love our group right now. There's no real big celebration, we didn't have to talk about it and we'll put it behind us and get ready for Game 6. The attendance announced was 4,203, which the team announced as a sellout, the first since the early days of the battalion in North Bay. We've been talking about it for 10 years, Olayan said about the attendance. I have been spreading the word everywhere I have gone, and all the staff I have worked with in between. It's back. The Colts jumped to the early lead as Ty York, 4, controversially pushed the puck past Dom DeVincentis. The goal was reviewed twice, once for a kicking motion, and then again for goaltender interference according to Olayan. They deemed there was no kicking motion, and then I challenged goaltender interference on the play because there was a goaltender interference penalty on the play, so I thought that was a good call but it didn't go our way. They said it was close and the puck was probably a hair behind him when the contact was made. However, the troops rebounded in a big way as Matvei Petrov, 2, one time the puck passed Anson Thornton on the power play. Heading into the first intermission, the game was knotted at 1-1. Less than a minute into the second period, and with Dallin Wakely serving a roughing penalty, a battalion clearing attempt hit a North Bay player and the puck landed on the stick of Bo Jelsma, who fed it to Jacob Froska, 6, 2-1 Barry. That was where the fun ended for the Colts, however, as over a span of 1:26, the troops found the back of the net 3 times, starting with Luke Brzustowski, 1, netting his first career OL playoff goal. Shortly after, Pasquale Zito, 3, added on, with Avery Winslow, 1, also getting in on the fun. Battalion led 4-2 after the second period. In the third, Brant Clark, 7, tried to spark Barry as he brought the Colts to within one goal with his second of the series. Yet, the troops continued the onslaught as Wakely, 4, and Kyle MacDonald, 11, added on in the span of 1:01 to make the final 7-3. The battalion will look to end the series Monday when they head to Barry for Game 6. Right now it's clearly about rest, nutrition, recover and that's it, stated Olayan. They're a really good, really good hockey team over there. It's going to be tough to put them away. It'll be in their rink so we'll need to find a way to get energized and go there and try to play the best 60 minutes we can. That game will be featured live on the Frontline Game Day broadcast. Pre-game starts Monday night at 7:20 p.m.